This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, make it so, number one.
What?
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
In an insane world, it was the sanest choice.
Silencio, Bruno.
That's my axe.
Hey, fellas. Either one of you know where the Smithsonian is? I'm here to pick up a fossil.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Geeks out on Joy 94.9.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You are with Miranda and Clayton. And right now, Clayton, we're going to be talking about everything, everywhere, all at once. Now, if you're not familiar with this, it's written and directed by Dan Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, who's they're both credited as the Daniels in
which
this
I love.
Dan Scheinert, if you don't know, he was the director, I think, of Swiss Army Man.
I think they both did it, didn't they?
I'm not sure if they both did.
We'll tell you by the time we come back.
We'll tell you about it. We're going to do a bit of research on that. Mm-hmm. It stars Michelle Yao, Stephanie Hsu, Kay Hui Kwan, James Hong, and Jamie Lee Curtis. We've got a quick trailer for you right now.
Mrs. Wang.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Now, you may only see a pile of receipts, but I see a story. I can see where this story is going. It does not look good. What's happening?
I'm not your husband. I'm another version of him from another universe. I'm here because we need your help.
Very busy today. No time to help you.
Across the multiverse, I've seen thousands of Evelyns. You can access all their memories, their emotions, even their skills. There's a great evil spreading throughout the many verses. And you may be your only chance of stopping it.
Don't make me fight you. I am really good.
I don't believe you.
He's waiting in the wings.
The universe.
He speaks of senseless things.
Is so much bigger than you realize.
Of all the places I could be, I just wanted to share with you.
Remember our mission concerning the fate of every single world of our infinite multiverse.
There is no way I am the Evelyn you are looking for.
Every rejection, every disappointment has led you here. To this moment. Don't let anything distract you from it.
Oh my gosh, I've got goosebumps all over again just listening to that trailer. If you hadn't quite picked it up, Everything Everywhere All at Once follows the story of Evelyn Wang, who is the immigrant co-owner of a failing laundromat, who, while being audited by the IRS, is drawn into a multiversal web of which she is the center. Now, I'm going to just throw out a quick warning first. Folks who have issues with epilepsy and strobing lights are probably going to have a difficult time watching this film. No matter how good it is, it's going to be a struggle if you have those physical barriers. And animal lovers as well are going to be particularly sensitive to a particular scene involving a small dog. But I want to say, just don't worry, the dog doesn't die. That's very important to point out. You feel bad for the dog, but the dog doesn't die. Otherwise, Clayton, I'm going to make a big claim right now. If you were to come to me on December 31st and ask, what's your favorite film of 2022, I would be hard-pressed not to say Everything Everywhere All at Once. this is definitely going to be one I watch again and again. I kind of want to go back to the cinema and actually probably watch it a few more times. I want to drag some friends along to this one. It is definitely worth my money on the counter. I want to say this is probably one of the best films I've ever seen, because I just got so much out of this experience. You were there with me.
We experienced this together. I also want to warn people, don't get too excited to see this one just yet. It isn't out in Australia until April 14th. Yeah. So we did get a sneaky peek early.
We did. But, you know, you were there with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in tears when I walked out of the cinema. I was all weepy and misty. I'm like, oh my God, I had so many feelings. I did not expect the film that I got, you know, as though Michelle Yao battling her way through the multiverse weren't enough of mm-hmm. a draw card in and of its own. Everything Everywhere really took me by surprise. You know, it's humor, it's absurdism, it's action, it's filth. It had a lot of filth in there,
which I did not see coming.
If you're into kung fu butt plugs, then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, things happen you just don't expect throughout the entire film.
Yeah, that just sort of gives you a level of some of the things you might expect from this film, but otherwise, oh, there's just so much to it. I don't even know how would you categorize this film?
Look, it is a heartwarming, absurdist comedy.
Is it comedy, like?
It is, but it's also very heartwarming. It's definitely a comedy. But it's just, it's a lot more complex than just calling it a comedy.
You know, because that's sort of my feeling. You know, like, it's a film that has kung fu, but mm-hmm. it's not a kung fu movie, mm-mm. even though it has a lot of kung fu. It has a lot of sci-fi elements, but you can't call it a sci-fi film.
No.
Not really. Like, and even calling it a comedy or a drama, I think, is reductive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of those rare films that really is more than the sum of its parts. And that's just, oh, it's just a delightful treat. I don't even know what to do with that sometimes. There is never a moment throughout this film in which I was left wanting.
I have to say, I absolutely loved it. I don't think I loved it quite as much as you, but like 99% of that. But there was a few periods where I was like, we could probably just move it along a little bit here. But that wasn't that often, but there was a couple of that.
No, I kind of thought, you know, personally, that maybe those little lulls were needed because there was just so much to absorb. When we think of the multiverse, you know, we think of something that's infinite. And generally, you know, when we have the multiverse, we've had Into the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man No Way Home. You know, we're getting... in comic books especially, there is a lot of multiversal shenanigans, and that's my basis for the multiverse.
I'm wearing a Variant t-shirt at the moment.
Oh, you are, absolutely. I was like, what's he pointing
to? I turned around and pointed to my back, which says Variant. So,
lots of multiverse shenanigans going on, but none which have been utilized, I think, to the extent of absolute infinity like this film was. Like, you know, they've just taken it to the absolute absurd. Even though, you know, it's multiverse du jour.
Look, it is, yes. It is definitely, if you're into the multiverse, no matter what, you are going to enjoy this. If you're into the science of the multiverse, you're going to hate this.
don't expect anything that's, you know, too hard science. You know, this is something... It's something you want to turn your intellectual brain off for, but have your emotional brain on for, is what I think I might say about this one.
Yeah, but I don't think you can turn off for this film at any point, any part of your brain, because it is such a complex film.
It is.
That covers so much that if you kind of relax any part of your brain, you'll probably just miss it.
maybe. I do want to break down some of the elements of this film. The kung fu was pretty solid. I mean, it is Michelle Yao. She is a classic kung fu star, like, you know, appeared in films with Jackie Chan. She's been doing kung fu films since, I want to say, the 1980s,
mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little earlier than that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm dating her or aging her there at all. But she's been doing it for the better part of forever.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she's most famous for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
So. Absolutely. Or at least here in the West.
Yes, true.
She is. And mm-hmm. plus, you know, we also know her as Philippa Georgiou from Star Trek Discovery,
yeah,
as well, and a few other things.
And Empress.
Yeah. Oh, she's just sort of all around. And this, I think, this was such an incredible performance from her as well. Just there's just the entire cast, really. There's just so many, so much dimension to these characters.
I'm going to say you've never seen Jamie Lee Curtis like this before.
Jamie Lee Curtis, I was actually watching an interview where she went on the interview we were talking about before, where she went on Jimmy Kimmel, and she said, "You've never seen a film like this before in your life." And usually when a celebrity says that, it's like, oh, yeah, it's promotion. She's right.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it absolutely is not what you might expect. This film, I want to say it's like watching a kung fu film where they're trying to survive the props of a porn set.
Yeah, that works.
Or a porn parody of the IRS.
Yes. It's, yeah.
I mean, that really leads into the way that the humor of this film is patently absurd, equally bewildering its characters as much as we in the audience. Just there are times when I was, you know, laughing so hard and just like, what just happened? And yeah, the characters are just as confused.
And there's times you forget to laugh because you're just so confused as to what's happening. Okay, that's okay, too. I have a complicated relationship with absurdist comedy films. Mm-hmm. I sometimes love them, sometimes hate them. Loved it here. It worked perfectly.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we said, the science fiction is pure comic book level.
Mm-hmm.
The multiverse will never actually work like this as much as the idea is fun on paper.
Except that would have created a multiverse that actually works like this. So, multiverse is complicated.
I'm just glad that this wasn't Jet Li's The One. Again, initially, that's what my thinking was that this could end up being.
Same.
And that was a very disappointing movie.
Mm.
But absolutely none of that going on here, because this film has just allowed itself to be weird and to really explore these ideas and not just be a box office action vehicle.
Yeah. And look out for the strange references to the song Absolutely Story of a Girl, which just popped up and Miranda missed them and I did not. So. Oh.
But, you know, obviously they throw in your face like a few Disney's Ratatouille references. Rakanui, I think it became.
No. I think we should mention any of that. I think leave that for surprises.
Oh, there's so much to spoil, and it's just so hard to hold back.
I know. I'm sorry for spoiling your spoiling.
Oh. You know, just wrapping up my thoughts. Visually, this film is a feast. It's always giving us something interesting. Never for a moment does it rest up. I also thought it didn't bombard you enough that you'd lose attention. I always found it very, very grabbing. The characters really make this. Evelyn, played by Michelle Yao, carrying generational trauma and the way it's projected onto her husband and daughter, her battle to save face when crashing against adversity, the realization of the meaning behind all of those relationships. But ultimately, everything, everywhere, all at once, in my view, is about the road untaken,
mm-hmm.
about family, and the small joys we pluck from our existence. It's about seeing humanity in ourselves and each other, regardless of how much we might want to lash out at the world, about how we're both admired in the inevitability of all things good and bad, but we're rewarded with these characters having the agency of choice, the choice to be kind. And one thing that really struck me hard is that it makes the statement, you are not unlovable, which I know, you know, being a bit vulnerable for a moment, that's something I've certainly struggled with. I know a lot of folks have probably struggled with that before too. The film is everything, everywhere, all at once. It drops in cinemas on April 14th. Sorry, folks, you've got to wait a couple of weeks. We'll mention it again. I'm definitely going to mention it again. I'm going to be dragging my friends along a few times. I don't think I can sing this film's praises highly enough. Again, my film of 2022.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.